talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, of course, from Oklahoma State University, our state wheat specialist. Jeff, we had numbers in recent days from USDA showing that we've got 8% more acres planted of hard red winter wheat in Oklahoma than we had a year ago, more really than the last 2 years, for that matter. Is that surprising at all to you that's where the number came up with, what, 5.5 million acres?
It's not really that surprising. It's kind of what we were expecting with the summer crops, the failures that we had there. A lot of those acres were needing to go back into something. So we weren't delayed in planting wheat on those acres that had been rotated to a summer crop, so that we picked up some acres there. The other thing that I think has helped us pick up some acres is the inclusion of more rotational crops. We've cleaned up some acres that maybe in the past were considered to just be too weedy or have too much of a weed infestation to be able to go with a grain crop on that field again. We've been able to clean those up, and luckily we're seeing some of those acres come back into wheat.
Yeah, as we think about where we are right now, the numbers that we had right at the start of January showed us in a lot better shape early January compared to early January of 2011.
We are. We're in much better shape than I expected. We have good soil moisture. We still haven't filled those farm ponds back up, but as far as the soil moisture, much of the state has good soil moisture. The key thing that we've got to have right now are a few timely rainfalls here over the next month or two to move that top dress nitrogen into the soil, and that's going to be critical. If we'll catch a few timely rainfalls, we're in pretty good shape right now.
And I know you and I were talking last fall at November, early December, about that we needed to get aggressive and go fairly early in the year, right after New Year's, regarding top dress and get that nitrogen out there for an opportunity to get it in.
That's correct, and I still think we're in that situation where we need to be a little bit earlier than normal. If the weather predictions are correct, those rainfall events are going to be fairly few and far between as we move through February and March, and we need that nitrogen out there in place, ready to move into the soil profile. So this is a year where I would start earlier rather than later, and certainly by now here in mid-January, the end of January, it's time to get rolling.
Yeah, you know, as we think about this crop, we talked about the conditions seem to be a little bit better, but really the amount of moisture, the timeliness of the moisture remains the key, right?
It is the key. We're in good shape up until now, but you know, a lot of the wheat last year looked pretty good up until the 1st of January. So the key is going to be rainfall from here on out. We've got enough moisture in a lot of our soil profiles to carry us through until jointing, but we're going to need some timely rainfalls from jointing through the rest of the season, or we could be right back in the same shape we were in last year.
Let's talk about varieties, if we could, just for a moment. In other words, you and I, over the last couple of years, we've talked about the fact that there are some new genetics, that we need to be adopting those new genetics. Are farmers starting to take that recommendation to heart?
They are. Endurance was the number one variety in the state last year. I expect Duster to pass Endurance this year and become the number one variety in the state. Acreage of Jagger has decreased every year, which means we're replacing those acres with newer varieties. The other thing that caught my attention was the amount of buzz last fall, going into last fall, with Ruby Lee and Garrison, our two new varieties, and of course seed of those varieties was limited and sold out very quickly, but there was just a lot of buzz, a lot of interest in new varieties, and not just our varieties. Westbred Armor is another one that comes to mind that a lot of people were interested in. They're wanting to look at those new genetics. They've seen what the newer genetics can do for them, and it's a great time for wheat breeding, and I'm really happy to see that we are working in some new genetics.
Extension wheat specialist for the state of Oklahoma, Dr. Jeff Edwards. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.